Now, the man in charge of policing our country's roads has been an officer for 17 years, and Steve Greely says this week has been the worst of his career. He's calling for speed limits to be reduced on some roads. It follows last night's horror smash in Taupo, which claimed the lives of four people, meaning 14 deaths on the country's roads in just 5 days. Dr. Glenn Curry is a senior traffic engineer at consultancy Via Strata. And Dr. Glenn, good evening to you.
Good evening, Larry.
What sort of roads need the limit reduced, and by how much do you think?
Well, we're talking about a lot of our two-lane roads that often have not much noise of shoulder, pretty poor alignments, really don't leave you a lot of wriggle room if things go wrong. And we've got a lot of those roads, both in our state highway network, but also in our local roads as well. If you look at where a lot of the fatals have been happening lately, it is those types of roads.
And is the equation pretty simple here? The faster you go, the bigger the mess?
It is. And it's really about the consequences of those crashes. So people can argue about improving roads and reducing the risk and improving driver behaviour. But taking that aside, when crashes do happen, if they are faster, you've got a much greater chance of being killed or seriously injured. And that's really the key here.
Is there tangible evidence to suggest this?
We've seen evidence both internationally and also here in New Zealand. So most of the evidence suggests for about every 1% you drop highway speed, say 1k an hour, you get about a 4% drop in fatalities and lesser amounts in lower injuries as well. And we saw the same in New Zealand in the past when we reduced the speed limit in the 70s, the open road limit, and then we raised it again in the 80s. And both times they were accompanied by a drop and then a rise in fatalities.
So what are you suggesting here? We reduce the speed in some urban areas? What should happen?
In urban areas, that's really where we're seeing problems with fatals with pedestrians and cyclists. You know, that's where they generally are. And so we've got to look seriously at our 50-kilometre-an-hour roads and look to reduce some of those to 40 and 30. But in the rural areas, that's where we're killing motorists. And so we've got to be looking at a lot of our 100K roads and the ones that aren't suitable and saying, well, should this be 90 or 80 or 70 or whatever's appropriate?
And what is what are the benefits of the, obviously, you know, we don't want people killed in fatalities, but what are the other benefits?
Well, certainly safety is the key one there, but you'll also find, particularly in the urban areas where you're getting those lower speeds, is that you also get improvements to amenity. People who actually live and work there, you get much greater take-up of walking and cycling as well. People are much more likely to do that when the traffic's travelling at a slower speed. So those can produce some pretty good benefits as well.
Now, somebody has sent me some data here, and I don't know whether it's accurate, but I have no reason to believe it's not accurate. In 1936, we had 8 to 9 deaths per 10,000 vehicles. In the last 10 years, we're at 0.9 per 10,000 vehicles, which suggests, because there's a lot more vehicles on our road, I suppose, which suggests that's an improvement. What do you see in that?
Oh, and we've definitely had huge improvements from back then when it was the Wild West. We've had improvements probably since about the 60s and 70s when we really started motorising and our road toll took a big jump. And then we started taking road safety quite seriously and started chipping away at behaviour and road improvements and so forth. But we've sort of picked all the low-hanging fruit in the last few years. And this is what's happened now, whereas traffic volumes are starting to creep back up again. We're seeing crashes jumping up as well.
Thank you very much. That is Dr. Glenn Curry, Senior Traffic Engineer at consultancy Via Strata. News Talk ZB, it's now 5:16.